The Victorian government will introduce Australia's first sexting laws today. This means that the electronic sharing of sexually explicit images of another person without their consent will become explicitly illegal in Victoria. It's a tricky one because a lot of the sharing of raunchy texts is done by kids. There is, however, some protection within the laws now for young people, these new laws, and with me to discuss them is the former chair of the Victorian Law Reform Committee that was inquiring into sexting, Clem Newton-Brown, who's also the Liberal member for Paran. Clem Newton-Brown, good morning. Welcome to breakfast.
Good morning, Fran.
Clem, why were these new laws needed?
Well, at the moment, there's very little redress for somebody who has an intimate image distributed without their consent. And if I could first of all make it clear, there's nothing illegal about sending a sext, and that's not going to change. The issue is when that sext then gets forwarded on without consent. That's where the great harm occurs, and there'll be a new summary offence created, two new summary offences for distributing and threatening to distribute an intimate image.
And just explain to me a summary offence, how that's different to the current level of offence that might have overarching impact for these kind of activities.
Well, a summary offence is a less serious offence, so it's not going to be in the same range as a child pornography offence, and that's where the current law anomaly has occurred for kids, whereby kids who sext could be charged under current laws to do with child pornography if they take a photo themselves and send it on. So there's going to be new defences in the Crimes Act to make sure kids aren't potentially caught with a charge such as a child pornography charge.
And you say potentially, that has been happening, hasn't it? Young people have been placed on the sex offenders register.
Well, the evidence to the committee from the police was that there are no children on the sex offenders register purely for sexting. There are other offences as well which warranted their inclusion. So anecdotally, that was a concern when the inquiry started, but the evidence to the inquiry was that the police were actually using their discretion not to charge kids when it was clear they're in a consensual peer appropriate relationship. But the committee thought it was important that risk be removed.
So just to be clear, because the concern I think around the current laws, as you say, was the impact on minors in particular. We know kids do a lot of sexting. Just how carefully are the laws framed so police don't have to arrest and charge children with sex offences now under this new law?
If it's peer appropriate, so no more than 2 years gap, and children sexting to children, there is nothing illegal about that. But they can be caught under the new offence if they then forward that image on without consent, as can adults.
And if they did that, what would be the penalty?
Well, it's a summary offence, and I haven't got the bill in front of me at the moment, but it would obviously be a far lesser impact on their lives than a child pornography offence.
Okay, and that's obviously really serious if you're forwarding an image of someone without their consent, but it's how do the new laws affect people who are older, who are adults?
Well, they will similarly be able to be charged with the same summary offence of distributing an intimate image without consent. And this is an issue which is the whole world is grappling with, because nobody ever anticipated that people would have phones that they could take pictures with and distribute around the world with a few clicks. And so the whole world is dealing with this issue. And in Australia, Victoria is the first state to introduce laws to deal with it.
And maybe this is too obvious an answer, but taking an image of someone and sending it with their consent, is that a problem ever?
If it's with their consent, no, there's no issue there.
Even if it's an adult and a minor?
If it's a minor, no, the child pornography laws would kick in then.
Okay, as you say, Clem, the whole world is grappling with how to manage this, and Victoria is the first cab off the rank to bring in these sexting laws. Is there a national legal discussion going on between attorney generals and others about these laws?
Look, I expect that there will be other states looking at it. I understand other states, as a result of the inquiry that the Law Reform Committee did, are similarly looking at their laws, and potentially a national framework would be a good idea.
Clem Newton-Brown, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you, Fran.
Clem Newton-Brown is the Liberal member for Paran and the former chair of the Victorian Law Reform Committee that has been inquiring into sexting. As I say, those new laws are being introduced into the Victorian Parliament today.